Ellie Goulding, Diplo, Swae Lee, Close to Me. It's Hot 101.5, and you are seconds away from trending in Tampa Bay. We wanted to know, what are some of the creepy things your kids have ever said to you? Mary in Sarasota, so this wasn't your kid. Who was this?
My husband woke up to my niece standing over him, and she must have been about 6 years old, and she said, good morning, Uncle Chris. Don't worry, I won't kill you in your sleep because I love you.
She didn't love him, all bets are off.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
This is a Tampa Bay train wreck, and I had several Miguel and Holly family members message me about this one. Shouts out to Julie and Samantha, because there's no way we couldn't talk about this.
Oh, I'm so ready.
So, in Ocala, a couple was arrested because they sort of modified their mobile home to make their home business a little easier. My question is, can you guess what they did to their mobile home that they were arrested for in relation to this business?
Producer Ryan, what did they do to their mobile home?
So I think they watched a lot of Trailer Park Boys, and that episode where they turned their trailer into a bar in the whole neighborhood pretty much intense.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Actually, I'm kind of down with that, yeah.
Scott, what do you think they did to their mobile home?
I think they turned it into a strip club in the mobile home. A little tight quarters, but that makes it even better.
It's true. Get up close and personal.
Yeah. I'm going to say that they put porta potties outside of it so people could stand in line and wait for them to get the dope.
Ooh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no, all of you are wrong, but Miguel, you're a little close, kind of, because it is drug-related.
Okay.
So apparently they were selling the dope out of their mobile home, but what they did to make it easier on themselves was install a drive-through window.
All right, come on, that's smart right there.
Yeah. And so basically they were arrested because there were 4 overdoses in the area. So then they raided the mobile home, and they're like, what do you need this drive-through window for? And apparently they told the police that it was too suspicious with all the people coming in and out of their house. So they just did a window so they wouldn't have to have people come in and out anymore.
Right.
Obviously.
But there's still a line of people backed up and waiting. So did they have like the intercom system that never works where it's like, hey, sir,
I don't think so.
Order's ready.
Gosh.
Please pull up to the next window.
Yeah. I think there was only one window. So the picture that they sent with this, there's like a little... There's like a window with a closed sign, and it says, we'll return at 7 o'clock.
They should have been selling like cheeseburgers and french fries, and you just put it in the bag.
Exactly.
They tried. They really tried to like make this drug thing work.
So the next thing you're going to see is a drug food truck that's probably coming to a neighborhood near you, so watch out.
Oh, please don't, though.
Watch out.
Don't go to the drug truck and use those drugs.
The drug truck.
It's a drug truck. So anyway, that they earn our Tampa Bay train wreck of the day, 100% for sure. So I don't know if you've seen this, but Taco Bell is like saving lives out here.
What?
Yeah, pretty much. 2 weeks ago, there was a story about a guy in Oregon who was stranded in the snow for 5 days, and he had nothing to eat except 3 packets of Taco Bell fire sauce.
Oof.
And he survived. So that was the first thing.
Well, kept him warm, obviously.
Fire. Yeah. Now, number 2, and this, thank you, Florida, is right here in our home state. Not only that, pretty close by in Winter Haven, this guy, and he was an older gentleman, 77, were leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven when he accidentally put his car in drive instead of reverse and crashed into the Taco Bell dining room.
Oh.
I mean, it went through, like, into the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Here's what was crazy, though. So this old man drives into the Taco Bell. A guy had been sitting exactly where the car went in and flattened everything. But do you know why he got up out of his seat? To go get more hot sauce.
Boom! Again!
Hot sauce saving lives!
I tell you what, everyone always makes fun of me because I call myself the condiment queen because I love condiments, but they out there saving lives.
Okay. You know what? I want to do a quick secondary Tampa Bay train wreck because I have it, and it wasn't as good as the drive-through mobile home, but it's still really good.
What is it?
Okay, so this guy is behind bars because he threw something at a woman over the weekend. Boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm assuming. And she was making breakfast for dinner. Apparently, they had some sort of fight. I know, right? And he threw something at her in related to what she was making. What did he throw?
Ryan, what did he throw?
It was a frozen sausage.
Oh. Mm, that could get you in the eye.
Scott.
It was a piece of bacon. A hot piece of bacon.
Ooh, the bacon grease.
Hard boiled eggs.
Ooh, it was actually a bowl of pancake batter.
Oh, ooh. I'll eat that all day though. Dump that on my head.
All right, new challenge. You signed up for it.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hop 101.5.
Oh my God. All right, it is 7:35 and we decided, you know what? It's spring break for a lot of people still. So let's do a classic blown off. Now, with these two people, Kevin and Eva, mm-hmm. they met at the mall and then they went to Disney for a beautiful weekend.
I like that.
Seriously. I mean, this was setting up for fate. They were holding hands on the first date.
Okay. Ooh.
But then after their date at Disney, Kevin said something that made Eva go, absolutely not.
Oh, gosh.
What did he say
Disney?
Yeah, right. What could he have possibly said? Find out with Blown Off at 7:45.